Welcome, 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 welcome inside our new podcast, Brogues Knows. I'm your host, Mike Brogley, AP U.S. government teacher at Simone Red High School in the quiet, quaint town of Bel Air, Maryland. Hope you can stop by sometime. We've got Rita's Italian Ice. We've got Sakura Japanese Steakhouse. All your dreams can come true in Bel Air. Nonetheless, I'm here with you for the next 15 episodes as we take a look at the 15 landmark Supreme Court decisions that the College Board says you need to know in order to be successful on your AP U.S. Government and Politics exam this May. We'll talk about who was involved, what the problem was, what the Supreme Court ultimately decided, and then, of course, the mega moment, show me the money. What does it all have to do with the U.S. Constitution? So without further ado, let's take a look at what the first case we're going to do here in Episode 1 is. What is that first case for Episode 1? Hit me with it. You've won Baker versus Carr. Yeah, sorry, this isn't The Price is Right. In fact, there's no cookies, there's no cake, there's just the bakes. Charles Baker, a Republican from Shelby County, Tennessee. Oh, you know Tennessee. Hit me with it. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee. Oh, yeah. Yeehaw, baby. Ride 'em, cowboy. We love you Vols fans there in Tennessee. The problem is that's going on in this case is simply this. It's the 1960s, and Shelby County, a more urbanized county in the state of Tennessee, is growing in population. The state legislature in Tennessee, controlled mostly by the Democratic Party, has allegedly not been reshifting their congressional districts since 1901. Yeah, whoa, back up. It's the 1960s. You heard me right. The Tennessee state legislature had not redistricted since 1901. The U.S. Constitution stipulates that a census is to be done every 10 years with a recount of the U.S. population. Part of the results of this census are to determine if certain states need to gain or lose representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives. Each member of the House represents a congressional district, and these districts should be redrawn if a state has rapidly gained or not gained much in terms of their state's population. Now, by 1960, Tennessee had had an escalating population, particularly in urban areas like Shelby County. As Mr. Baker looked around, he noticed that much less populated districts also got their own member in the House. So he did a little research, and as he came across this idea that Tennessee hadn't redistricted since the early 1900s, he decided to file a lawsuit. The Secretary of State for the state of Tennessee, a man named Joseph Carr, claimed that this was more of a political issue and not one that needed to be resolved in the court systems. He also argued that the responsibility of redistricting was left up to the state legislatures and thus was not a federal government responsibility. He took that argument before the United States Supreme Court in the early 1960s, and ultimately, the verdict was reached. And a verdict has been reached in Indeed it was. The U.S. Supreme Court came back with their ruling. They said that Tennessee had actually violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. This was a clause designed to give equal opportunity to all citizens. And by making much more populated districts share one representative with far less populated districts, certain rural districts in Tennessee's vote was counting far more and overweighing the votes of more populated districts. Ultimately, a phrase was coined that came out of this case. That phrase was one person, one vote. The idea that we translate today to mean that each congressional district should be relatively equal in population, so that each member of the U.S. House of Representatives is representing about an equal number of constituents. This would ensure a more voting process that's more democratic and more equal, and ultimately ensure that the laws that are being passed are most representative of the American people. You heard me. One person, one vote is a lasting principle that still exists to this day. Hit the music. One person, one vote. We all matter, let's go. Yeah, thank you very much, courtesy of DistroKid on YouTube. That's right, folks. One person, one vote. It's all that matters. That's what we have here for you in Episode 1, Baker versus Carr. We hope you'll tune in to our next episode as we'll take a look at the case of Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas. Until next time, we'll catch you later here on Brogue's Nose. Enjoy your evening, and we'll catch you on the flip side.